22 before 7, 6:38. Hey, I have to say thank you to Bob McIntosh from the Peterborough Transcript. He did the big article on us. It came in last week, remember?
Yeah, a week ago yesterday.
Right.
It was pretty cool.
And it was in yesterday's paper. I got an email from somebody who said, hey, I saw an article about you guys and it was pretty good, which we haven't seen yet. I haven't even seen
this
thing.
We're famous.
I'm telling you.
What paper is that?
Peterborough Transcript.
Peterborough Transcript.
But Melissa emailed me, and she said, you guys, I just wanted to say, Kevin, I thought it was funny. You admitted, you called yourself a self-admitted geek, which I kind of remember saying, but then I honestly don't remember saying this. Mm. She said, you said you like Suzanne because she reminds you of a prom queen, which... Did I say that to
you? Did you say a drag queen?
No. I said prom queen, not drag queen.
Yikes.
Do you remember my saying that at all, either of you guys?
No. Why would you? I've never
I just remember you babbling.
Is he making up stuff or what? I mean,
no, Bob. Listen, Bob's been doing this for 20 years. He's a great guy.
I know.
He's very well known. He would never make stuff up.
That's why I'm shocked and saddened at something.
Hey, you know what?
What?
You are a geek. Kevin has, Laura, look over here. Kevin has this big gash in his head and it's like bleeding.
Know.
What? Where?
What's up with that?
What do I have? Is it bleeding?
I don't want that.
Where? I don't see anything.
I'll get you a mirror.
I need a mirror. What am I bleeding?
It's not pretty, Kev.
It's disgusting.
I hope there's no internal bleeding going on. Am I hemorrhaging anywhere?
Suzanne.
Thanks for bringing that up, man.
I know.
That's a pleasant thought.
I'm nauseated. Just looking at you.
People enjoying their frosty mini-wheats this morning. Almost doesn't count. Brandy, 921-1055 JYY. How are you? The Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show. It's your Friday morning, and not just any Friday, but on the edge of the long holiday weekend. 17 before 7 now.
Woohoo!
6:43. What was that?
I love
do that again.
July. Woohoo!
Wasn't that nice, Laura?
That was very nice.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Hey, just saying, you know, we have the story in yesterday's Peterborough Transcript about us, which we haven't seen yet. But
well, I'm actually online as we speak, trying to find it.
Oh, cool,
I have the transcript.
You do have it on there.
Well, I have the paper.
Cool. Yep. Okay.
Now I'm just trying to find you.
Okay. Well, good. Let me see it because when you get a chance here. So anyway. I was on TV yesterday.
Oh, you were? You're kidding.
If you caught the 7 o'clock news on WNDS.
Right.
The Winds of New Hampshire. I don't know if they call themselves the Winds of New Hampshire anymore. I don't think so. I think that's old. But anyway, they caught me for a man in the street interview. I was in downtown Concord.
Right.
And Alicia Preston, one of the reporters, saw me. She said, you know, I want to get a comment on, you know, old people driving. And I said, all right, so, you know, I kind of gave my comment, and basically, I know Suzanne has a real strong opinion on this, too, but I said, you know, basically, I said, well, I think you should be retested, and I think it's a good thing that, you know, just because you've had your license a long time I don't think you're entitled to just keep it forever just like that, you know.
That's
but,
right.
And I said, I think that's true of everybody, not just old people necessarily, but maybe a mandatory testing every 5 or 10 years ought to be, you know, a good idea. But anyway... The reason I said it is because I watched it yesterday. I taped it. We had to go out, you know, at the time the news was on.
Right.
So I came back.
Yeah.
And they led the news with that story. So I was like one of the first couple of people that you saw on there when they go to the tape. And I'm really not used to looking at myself on TV.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Sure.
And I feel so... self-conscious. I mean, I can hear myself on the radio, not a big thing. I've been doing this for so many years, not a big deal. But I see myself on TV and I just kind of cringe.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I deal with that every day. I know.
Oh, stop. Stop. You're no help, Suzanne. You're a little cursory.
It is hard to see yourself, though, on TV. I do not enjoy doing television stuff.
And well, you do TV weather.
See, I
know?
Do television weather. And it is hard. It is very hard.
I think it's super.
See, you're a model, though, Suzanne.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I just like being on TV. I think it's fun.
Oh, I think it's fun, too. But I'm just saying that I look at myself, and I'm so critical. I was looking at myself yesterday. I'm watching, and I'm going, oh, I'm like, my teeth are crooked, and my hair, and oh, my God, you know what I mean?
Well,
and I thought, you know, I sound like a moron. Look at me. I look like a moron.
Like
because, you know, they never use the whole thing that you say. They never use everything. You know, they take like maybe a quick 4 or 5 second snippet of what you said to kind of fit into.
Did you fit prom queen in that also somewhere?
Well, let me tell you, if you read the Peterborough Transcript this morning,
yes.
Let me give you a quote from Suzanne.
Oh,
it says, I'm a stellar actress, says Fox, leaning back in her chair as she laughs.
What? Stop it!
That That's a direct quote.
That is so cool.
I never said that.
I'm a stellar actress.
Oh, yeah, I would say that.
Well, maybe.
I'm on the phone.
We gotta get Bob on the phone.
We have to get him on the phone.
We have to get Bob.
I hate to tell you,
they quoted me directly, and this was an honest quote.
What did they
quote.
Say?
I said, they're so honest, says news director Laura James. They're not afraid
stellar?
To be who they are.
What does that word mean?
It means you're a star, Suzanne. Beautiful.
That's not my vocabulary.
It's out of context. They were saying what good friends you are how you both make fun of yourselves.
How did they title the article? I'm just curious.
It's actually great. What it has
Suzanne
here online,
stellar actress.
It says redefining morning AM radio. And it has the picture of you from the web. It says, he's a self-proclaimed geek.
Yeah, I knew that
one. And a picture of Suzanne says, she reminds you of the homecoming queen.
The homecoming queen, that's it. I would think the headline would be something like, you know, stellar actress and geek make morning magic together. That's very good. We're going to have to see that.
Stellar actress.
12 before 7, 6:48 now.
Jungle Fever.
92.1, 105.5 JYY. 10 before 7 now, 6:50. Rob's back. He's got your forecast. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Kevin. A very muggy start. 105.5 JYY.
All right, thank you, Rob. We're up to 78 degrees in Concord right now. 78 Manchester, 76 in Peterborough. At 92.1 105.5 JYY. Hey, we got Jim here. Hi, Jim.
Hey, they say how sensual Suzanne and Laura are.
I never saw the word sensual in there. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, we'll give you money.
Gee, that's right. Although, maybe Suzanne, maybe you said I'm a sensual actress,
maybe,
not stellar.
Maybe.
He just messed that up.
Me.
Hey, Jim, happy 4th.
Same to you guys.
I wish that I could fly. Away from Lenny Kravitz at 92.1 and 105.5 JYY, the Kevin Hilly Wake Up Show with stellar actress Suzanne Fox.
Don't bother me. I'm in character, Kevin.
6:47.
Back off.
6:54. You know where I'm sure where that came from was.
No, I have no idea.
I know where it came from.
What?
You were talking about your theater background with.
High school Sandcastle Productions,
and high school and all.
I've never done anything, you know, besides. Outside of this area.
You're just saying, like, oh, I've never used the word stellar. But how do you remember?
I mean, it might
have just slipped out. And that's nothing wrong. I mean, I think it's obvious.
Was I leaning in back of my chair smoking a cigar, too? Is that included?
I've seen you do that here.
Yeah, I know.
So I've got to check out this article in the Peterborough transcript that was in yesterday.
I'm just saying right. I think that part was wrong. Because I sound like a snob.
I'm not.
That bad of a snob.
We're all over the place. Like I said, I was on TV last night. They had me on WNDS News. If anybody saw that, I'm very curious, and you can feel free to be brutally honest about what you thought when you saw it. You know?
Oh, you on TV? Yeah, that's right. I wish I would have. Did you tape it?
Yeah, I did. Do you want to see it?
You had that big bleeding gash inside of your head.
Stop! You're not making this any easier.
With today's Beach and Lake Report, I'm Laura James.
Thank you, Laura. 4 before 7, 6:56 now at JYY. You know, Suzanne, you're right. She just showed me her compact here, a little mirror. I've got this huge bleeding gash on my face here. What is that all about, man?
You get beaten up on the way to work?
I don't know. It's horrible.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Oozing and everything. Oh, my God. The blue is so blue.